Hi guys, how's it going? This is part three, talking to Gina George, part three. Hello Gina, welcome back.
Hi.
So, we already done two sessions, but too short. You know? Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, so this time is really last session, you know?
Okay.
So, in this session, I'm trying to ask some casual questions. First, Gina, what do you do for a living?
I'm a graphic designer, and I work on a lot of illustration right now for the majority of my projects.
Oh, yeah, great. So, Gina, today in your time is September 11th, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you don't mind, let me ask, when the attacks occurred, where were you, and what were you doing, and how did you feel?
I was at Rutgers University in New Jersey.
Oh.
I was studying Japanese at the time.
Yeah.
At Rutgers, and it happened obviously early in the morning, so my classes were canceled. The whole buildings, shut down, and it was quite scary because we have another campus that's right across from New York City. So there were a lot of students coming in from that via cars and just yelling out the windows that the towers are going down.
Oh, yeah.
And there were jets flying overhead.
Yeah.
The Air Force the Navy were flying above, and it was hard to, like, all the trains stopped, and it was chaotic, and the cell phones didn't work, and nobody knew what was going on exactly, so it was really frightening.
Yesterday I tried to ask the similar question to several foreign friends, and so I was amazed. So they all have clear recollections of the moment, like you. Maybe our American people have clear recollections of that moment. I think. Do you think so? Yeah.
I think a lot of people have a very clear idea, like, what they were doing.
Oh yeah.
The moment. I think, other than, like, because it's been 10 years, so I think depending on how old you are, like, you may be so young to, like, have a really vivid memory.
But
I think for a lot of people who are already adults during that time, or in high school or junior high school, at least I would say too, that you have, like, a very vivid shock of that in your head. I think another thing too, like, living in D.C., it's like, it's always a reminder every day.
Oh, Gina. Gina, I'm sorry. We've reached the end of the last session. Oh, thank you, Gina. I'm very happy. Yeah. So, in the future, if I invite you to come here again, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Sure, thanks.